Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Hello, team of voices. Hello, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Sweet Discussions and All Poetry. Tonight we are sponsored by AP, the AP Poetry Foundation. I'm very excited about that. We are team of voices inside of All Poetry, one of the largest poetry sites on the internet, and like I said, we're team of voices. We're a wonderful group inside of that, a group of people that love to chit-chat about poetry, write about poetry, talk about poetry, eat, sleep, drink poetry. It's an amazing group of people that support each other, and I am Sweepy, and tonight we are going to discuss second chances and my anniversary of a second chance, where I happened to get a little tiny piece of a cow that helped me kind of come back to life. And now I have a life that's full of adventure. And it's very graciously say thank you to many people on Team of Voices and All Poetry that helped me get through that. It's really something incredible when you can reach out to the world and they reach back and they say amazing things back. I have a full house already tonight. It's pretty amazing to see that. I have my partners in crime. Pretty Bird, are you out there? My world is already going crazy on my computer, but
I am
here. And there you are. I knew. Thank you, because not only am I celebrating this, but somehow the song I picked tonight is in direct relation to I Was on Fire this week. I have seen four of my 10 fingers. I had a blow dryer short in my hands, so I have second and third degree burns on my fingers. And
oh, no.
A lot of pain, a lot of scraping of skin and things like that. A few people have seen pictures, so they know how painful it is. So, KS, I'm really, really sorry I missed your show. That was very important to me, too. So I'm really unhappy that I missed it because Chaos did something amazing for me on the night of my surgery, and she read this incredible poem for me, and it was a poem that she had read while I was literally pretty much going into surgery, like I think it was like three or four hours before I was supposed to be doing surgery. She read it on a show, and it was crazy. And she was, good Lord, now I had it up here and I didn't have, now I don't, but she read it for me, and now I can't find it. I wanted to read it tonight because it was so awesome. And now I can't find it. Of course not. And I pulled it up. But anyway, that just makes me mad. But come on. If I find it again, we'll read it later. But it was the poem that was read right before.
You'll
my...
You'll find it.
Right before. Yeah, I know I will. But she read it. And it was amazing, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you for doing that for me. So here we go. I know, AP, you're going to read and run, but I wanted to say hello to everybody on the phone. So, AP, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, AP.
Hello.
Hello.
And then we've got... me, which is Deb. Hello, Deb.
Hello.
And then I've got Wayne. Hi, Wayne. I haven't heard your voice in a while.
Howdy. How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool beans.
And then I got Mr. David Prophet.
Hi, David.
Howdy. Hey, how's
it going? Going. And then I've got Linda.
Hi, sweet. You know what? I just found this out recently, but you're a freaking miracle.
I know.
You are. I put that in my author's notes, that you're a freaking miracle.
Thank you. And
you're
I have
welcome.
Rack Hi, Rack. Come back. You grab for a minute.
Yeah, I got back in.
Oh, goody. Very important.
And then
I got the Mad Hatter, who has more cow jokes than any man I know.
Oh. You better unravel a few.
Yeah. So we're going to start off right away there with Mr. AP, because he just got out of the hospital. So I need to get him back in the hospital, or no, back home to rest. AP, I did take a painkiller.
I was, well, firstly, sweet, you're doing an amazing job being here after doing terrible things to your hand. And while it was a great song, you didn't actually need to go out and do it. You know, you could have just listened to it,
no.
And we would have believed you. You know, you didn't actually need to do it. So.
All right.
So, I have gone with very little sleep, but fortunately I did this last week, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to write this. This is about meat and my favourite meat restaurant, because there's something about meat sweetly cooked, if you'd listen to that. And it goes a little bit like this. So when we are talking grilled cow, or piggy's tender into hand-pressed, if sauce is required to have a pow, go way south and be impressed. Now, I'm not talking the south side, where urban development takes nest. No, I'm suggesting Argentina beside, and here meat's truly a blessed. As there are sauces for one to try, they sit adorned inside colourful pots. And whether it's sirloin or a ribeye, there is sizzle in the grizzle and lots. Oh, they are cooked on crazy heat, on top of butts of timber as they burn. There is a magic to the salsa beets, plus the saddle of potatoes by turn. They know hams and steak through, plus how to season beef empanada. And whether it's well done or blue, the colours of steaks are like Prada. Go forget those chuck hamburgers and cheap sandwiches on the canal. March down to Asado Good Burgers. Their steak is far away from Bell in Palm.
You know, AP, you lovingly showed me some pictures of this restaurant and the steak and the spread, and oh my God, I'm just drooling over the fact that how good this stuff looks. I mean, it was so good. And you called me the night that I had burned my fingers and read this to me. And, you know, my goal is that someday in this world, AP and I are going to sit down and have a steak dinner on this planet together. And we're just going to enjoy the atmosphere of food and beef, because we are that kind of people.
Yes.
And this,
yes.
we're just going to eat. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to eat meat and talk about the awful thing, you know, some kind of planned home that I'm not going to want to write, but he's going to force me. It's probably going to be a shaped home, and it's going to take a while, but it's going to be great.
Yes.
So.
Yes, all of that.
That's our great plan. Yes, we're going to have a great time. But it's all mostly about meat and steaks. So I love this. I love the empanada and Prada, because there's something about I'm going to be in Prada and he's going to enjoy beef empanada. So we have this all planned. I love this. That's great. And I'm going to turn everything over to Pretty Bird because I'm taking painkillers.
But you and painkillers makes for a fun night, so keep talking. So, AP, now, I am now hungry. I just ate dinner, but I'm hungry all over again, because this is all sights and sounds and smells. This might be one of the very few poems that I've read that brings me back to my olfactory senses. Like, I can just...
Oh, like Pretty Bird.
Pretty Bird, we lost you.
What?
Oh, you cut out. I hate it. Hate you on Blog Talk.
Yeah, because Blog Talk hates me. But this poem is absolutely delicious. And I want to eat it all of it. Everything you wrote about, I need some and I need it now.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Hey, Dev, can you do me a favor?
Yes, I can.
Will you run comments for a minute? Because I'm going to have Pretty Bird call, hang up, and I'm going to call her.
I sure can. And guys, can everybody mute themselves until they're called? Because there's some pretty weird background noises, and it's not fun. Anyway, but this poem, AP, it cracks me up because look at the heat and timber as they burn. You got a lot of sizzling and different stuff going on, and I think you might have said at the beginning, who knew at that time that by the time you got around to reading it, my poor sweet would have been sizzling herself, you know?
Yes. So
it's like, who knew? And you read another poem on the phone this week that in retrospect had stuff that who knew as well, so I'm starting to think that you might be a tiny bit psychic or psycho. Or both.
Both.
There
both.
You go. But no, this was both. Really cool. And yeah, my mouth is drooling too, so I can't blame Pretty Bird for that.
I've got pictures on the board now, Deb. I've got pictures on the board. I've got steak, I've got ham, and I've got dried small goods, and I've got the little pots that I was talking about that had dippy stuff in them.
Ah. Oh, it looks, yeah, it does. It looks delicious and juicy and...
No. Yeah.
Wow.
It's
It looks really fabulous. Before I get you another comment, let's say hello to Sky, Sky, Sky. Hi, Sky. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
We'll be right
Hi, Scott.
We will be
Hi.
Right back. And in the meantime, I'm getting some comments for AP's poem. So, Linda, what did you think of AP's poem?
AP, you have wit and humor. That's very cute. That was just very funny. I liked how you brought out the flavors in the meat and with the sauces and the colors, and really great poem, AP. I liked it.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I am back. Hi, Sky.
I was going to say, I commented, Linda commented, and I let Sky in. Back to you.
All right.
Hi, sweet. Congratulations on your 3 years. Anniversary.
Thank you.
Good anniversary.
It is a good anniversary. I'm very excited about it. Yeah. All right. Let me go to David.
Before
David.
I fall asleep,
yeah.
I'm going to go to
yes.
sleep because I've had no sleep. And so that's not a good
okay.
sign because it just means I get grumpy. So I'm going to sleep. So have fun. Have a great show.
Hey, AP. AP. AP, how'd your surgery go? How did your surgery go?
Thank you. That was last week. I had surgery last week, and it went well. And then this week I showed up and got a virus and almost put myself in an early grave. So anyway, there have been a couple of weeks.
Oh,
no.
Look at yourself.
Anyway, such a fuss.
That's right.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Right.
Okay.
Good night.
Good
sleep.
Night.
Bye.
Night, AP.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Okay. Oh. Ouch. All right.
There's a 727 in there, sweet. Maybe Gress?
Gress. 727. All right, let's say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Gress. How are
you?
Doing?
Good.
I'm doing good. Very excited to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I had to call on your big night.
I know. It's been 3 years. I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
You know?
And whenever you guys got a chance, I got a little skit to give you.
Okay. I'm scared. Oh, no. Well, go for it.
Oh, you want me to go for it now?
Yeah,
all
go
right.
for it.
That's not fair.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with Mr. Cal Jenkins, and I am told that your wife donated her heart tissue for youth and humans. Is that correct? Well, I wouldn't exactly say that she donated it, but it's better than it ending up being hamburger, if you know what I mean, Bob. Do you know the person to whom owes you a debt of gratitude? Well, her name is Sweet Pay, and I'm happy she's got a new lease on life with that procedure. You see, my wife was everything to me, but she was going to be gone anyway, so I'm glad somebody got some benefit. Yes, Mr. Caljangles, I heard that she was moved. Is that a bad pun? Sorry. Is there anything that you'd like to say to her?
Mr. Caljangles.
Yes, please tell her that she'll get a hankering for salt blocks, but not to lick them because those are not for humans. And grass is okay to eat as long as it's that new funny smelling kind called marijuana. Must be some type of foreign kind that my wife would have been happy to know she's okay. And then I've got just a little bit of ditty to sing to her that I think she'll like. And this is coming from my wife right before she died. And here's how it goes. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby. You know you got it if it makes you stay long. Okay, that's about all I got.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate being sung to. And tell Mr. Bull Jangles there, I really appreciate everything his wife did for me. Oh, and I'm in the state that marijuana is very legal here, so I live in the right state for all of that. Oh,
exactly.
Crazy, crazy man. That is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just had to call in and tell you that I appreciate that you got to see you're here with us, and everything is coming out a lot better for you, and we love you, and we care about you always. And, you know, you make it this place on this website so much nicer with your presence and just the way that you are. We love you.
Oh, very much. I have a lot of love here tonight. I'm feeling very special. Everybody around here just really supported me all through these years. It's been crazy. I can't thank everybody enough.
Well, you deserve it.
Thank you. All right, everybody say thank you to Brad for singing
to
me.
Thank you.
You're crazy,
thank
Jess.
You, Brad. Glad you were able to make it. You're too crazy.
Yeah. He is too crazy.
Well, one of these days I'll be actually have a whole thing with Hatter if we ever can get off our ass and do something.
That would be cool. Now
that
I will torture
cool.
For that.
Let me know.
It's cat, not ass, Dave.
So I'm going to go to my next favorite rhymer and storyteller, because I get to pick my crazy order, and it's going to be Linda.
Ah! I brought something special for you.
Yay. Because I have everybody's my favorite, so you would be aware of that tonight.
What's your proclivity?
Okay.
Did you just say something dirty to me?
Yeah,
no,
really, it sounded dirty to me.
I know.
Linda, I'm on your page grabbing it. I'll have it there in a second.
Okay.
There you go. It's on the board.
Okay. Let me get back there. Sweet, I wrote this specially for you, and it's called She's Got a What? By Liquid Damage. There is a young girl we call Sweet who is wonderfully abundantly neat with deep flowing red hair and wide-eyed stare, but something went wrong with her beat. Out walking one day she was fine, maybe drank a little red wine, but then she realized that her heart got a surprise and was beating a little behind. So she went to the doctors and said, "I've got something to get off of my head. My heart's gone kerplunk. It's beating like junk, and I already don't want to get dead." So the doc listened well to her heart, then said that it's time that we start finding something that will make her heart sing and will never from now fall apart. The doctors didn't really know how, but they needed a valve in right now. But because they were foolish, they thought she was Jewish, so they got her no pig but a cow. Now, the pig was relieved at this thought, but the cow was really so not. She screamed and she shaked, "I just can't let them take this piece of my heart that I've got." But alas, she did, and she let them take a part she'd regret. "Ouch, that so hurts," she said with a blurt, then pinched the doctor she'd met. Now enough of the cow's great demise, the Sweet's big a prize. As she slept for a while in the doctor's great style, they gave her a giant surprise. Now Sweet rose up groggy as hell, so she pushed on the nurse's help bell. "Give me a drink, some milk I do think, and a burger might make me feel well." So Sweet got a cow's valve to heal, not a pig, which is the regular deal. Now, when she's in the mood for eating some food, what she really wants is some veal. So then the doctors came in with the bill. $500,000 was really a deal, but Sweet fainted away. "Moo" was all she could say. Then next she took off to Brazil. The moral? When a girl gets a cow valve to start, replacing the old valve in her heart, to pump up thump thump, don't tell her her rump is now a roast that could make a la carte. End poem.
Oh, my God. There is so much in here that is filled with just fantastical storytelling. It's a great story. I feel so much of this. It's said with such love. And the poor cow
survives. Yes, it is.
You know, I cannot tell you how great this is. I love the fact that the cow pinched the doctor in the ass. It's just great. Ouch, that hurt, she said with a blurt, and then pinched the doctor she met. I will tell you that your cost is very close. A heart costs a lot, but, you know, I'm worth it. but I did wake up as groggy as hell, and trust me, it was not milk they gave me.
Yeah.
But a lot of commands to get up, walk, do this. It was
right.
A hard road back.
I bet.
Even after three years, I still get a little bit of a glitch. It's rough.
Wow.
You know, I got to say, it's the hardest thing I've ever been through and the most wild thing I've ever been through. And I still every day I wake up and I'm like, holy crap, I have a cow in me. And it's nothing you take for granted. You just don't.
Right.
And
it's
been a really, really rough 3 years. I mean, I lost my dad. I lost my father-in-law. I lost my my aunt, and I lost my mother-in-law. And all of those 3 years, I've had so much loss. And
wow.
Still, you know, I'm here. I have my sons. I have my grandson. I am very blessed to be alive. And I think about, you know, I could have literally been gone before any of them. And I can't imagine that kind of pain that my mom or my dad or any of them might have felt. And I'm so glad that I was here
help them through what they are, their final days, versus me not being there for them.
Right.
And it's crazy to think that, but it's very true that, you know, I was needed very much for what was going on. And
I just
have to go out and thank a cow. And so, you know, I don't take them for granted. And if, you know, they're ruining our ozone, ha-ha, let them flatulate all of them. I don't care.
Damn cow.
They're just beautiful. I love this. This is great.
Thank you. I'm glad
you
took
so
it
much.
With humor, because I wasn't sure.
Oh, my good, yeah.
I figure with all you've been through, a little humor couldn't hurt. They
oh,
say laughter
great.
Is
I
the
think
greatest medicine.
It is the greatest medicine. I get funny looks because, you know, people will ask me about it, and they're all serious, and I'm just like, you know, it's the only thing about it that bugs me is I'm not sure if I'm a cannibal or if I should just pray over myself before I eat, or I don't know. You know, because you never know what you are. But this is great. I love it. It's just stunning. I love, love, love this. This is beautiful.
Thank
you very
sweetheart.
Much. Pretty Bird, your
You're
thoughts.
You're welcome.
Hello. Can y'all hear me? Because I'm on a whole different system.
Yes.
No, I
yes,
got
we
you.
Go?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, first of all, kudos for your limerick series, because they're not the easiest thing to do. And I can't write a limerick to save my life because I don't do funny. So I got a big kick out of this. And it is all sweet all day long. And I thought it was fabulous.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to run comments for me, darling?
You know what, me? Sure.
Yeah.
There's a very full studio, so before I start running comments, am I getting comments from, like, all, like, a dozen people or just, like, every other person?
No.
How do you want to run them?
As, like, maybe three or four at a time and alternate.
All right. All right. I can do that. All right. Wayne, Mr. Funny Man himself, so what do you think?
I thought it was hilarious. It's a very good poem, very good rhyme, and it's good all the way through. It's just a great, great poem and great rhyme, and very funny. I enjoyed it a whole lot there, Linda. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne. And you're one to stand up to, I'm telling you.
Yeah, right? He's hysterical.
We'll see.
Right.
And Dave, what are your thoughts?
Dave,
are
you still with us?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my mute button. Anyhow, I like this poem a lot. Linda's one of my favorite poetesses on this site, and she is a good storyteller, and she rhymes perfectly all the time. And I got a kick out of this. It was funny, and it was an interesting storyline. Despite the subject matter, but I mean, it's, you know, it was fun, and I enjoyed listening to her read it, and it was a great poem. You really did a good job on this one, Linda.
Thank you, David.
You're
Absolutely.
Welcome.
And Miss Deborah Lee, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that this turned out priceless, Linda, between your ladies, our queen of storytelling side came out, and your awesome rhyme and flow. And, Linda, I really think that you took every single detail that I gave you and put it into this poem, from her not getting the pig.
Yeah.
I mean, it was – and listening to her laugh as you read was like – just priceless.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you used your day to call and read for Sweet, because, like I said,
that's why I didn't come Monday, so
I know,
could be here today.
It was worth giving up my Monday. It's never the same if you can't hear it from the poet, and I wanted her to get to hear it from you, so that's all good. But like I said, your storytelling, your rhyme, your flow, and your trademark of ending with the moral of the story, it's just very, very, very cool.
Okay, and Deb, you are up next.
Oh, sure. Make me go after the queen storyteller here. Okay. Let's see here. All right. So mine has a little bit of pictures to go with it, but anyhow, this is called When Beach. When Beach and Red Hair Meet Silicone and Ceramic. Linda, are you needing to say goodbye or something, hon? Okay, I thought I heard her talk. Sorry about that. Okay, Wendy. Here we go. Once upon a 97-degree afternoon, Sweet's heartbeat slowed as they thumped, and the valve flapped like a slow dance tune that taxed the muscle chamber as it pumped. She called the doctor to work on the tempo. A doctor said, no little piggy parts for you now. Just a USDA grade A beef can speed the flow. So we'll find you the valve from a female cow. Nurses scouted for her near and then surveyed far. But a dead giveaway was the echo of her moo from the field on the farm out by the corner bar. They spot her in the pasture playing peekaboo. Scientists build a mechanical part for the cow, made from ceramic, carbon, and silicone, too. Red hair is mixed into the polymer somehow, threading into the molded part made from goo. Today, Sweet is a woman with a beef cow part. Her pulse pounds as the blood pumps through. But that donor cow, the mechanical restart, now shows many redhead traits with a lost moo. Feet replaced hooves. Then she sprouts hands, too, with fingertips that dial a pink princess telephone. Then, as red hairs popped out from her hybrid hairdo, all the stud bulls that spot her run and they moan. That cow has a face and red hair now, but too bad she's not as pretty as Sweet Pea. The end.
Aww.
Sweet.
That is so
sweet. Good job, Deb.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. First thing I need to do is I really need everybody to mute because I can't hear anything about who's ever at whatever highway they're at.
Good God. Nope, we lost her.
What happened?
So hopefully she'll be calling back in half a second because she dropped. So hopefully she will be back in shortly. In the meantime, Hatter, what do you think of Deb's poem?
Oh, I like to maybe smile. I like the sometimes you connect words that just flow. And let me see if I find it. It's up at the top. The doctor said no little piggy parts. Little piggy parts. I'm glad you got cow too. You went cow. Piggy parts would have been harder for the jokes.
We could have said, I smell bacon.
Oh, gee.
Right, that's true.
Thank you. I don't know where you find these pictures. You find the best pictures, and you wrote a story about them all. She's not back yet, so I'll be talking for like half a second. Didn't mean to talk over you. There's a lag because Blog Talk hates my gut, so I apologize, Hatter. But my goodness, that entire transformative cow transmutation is fabulous. you know. And, I mean, your story is fabulous even without the pictures, but the pictures kind of punctuate it all. And so I just did wonderfully artistic. So I took great pleasure in both the words and the imagery. So fabulous. And Sky, what are your thoughts?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I thought it was an excellent piece. And I couldn't help but notice the last photo kind of looks like D&D Dev. And I think your storytelling skills are D&D is leaking into everything, and I think it's so fun. I'm just picturing, I don't know if there's a human/cow race, but now I want to go look it up, right? This is just so fun. it was wonderfully visual, like especially towards the end when you're like the arms are sprouting and
yeah.
It was a little horrifying.
But your host came back.
There you are.
Thank you, Sky.
Yeah. So it was like horrifying and sweet and wonderful all at the same time. I don't know how you hit on every one of those emotions and feelings, but you did a great job. You're like peekaboo, just putting that in there, which I thought was really cute too. And yeah, just really, really well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm kind of bummed that I forgot the two little pieces under that cow hybrid thing that's there. But anyway, a side note for a moment. Guys, do you see that thing? I think Pretty Bird and Sweet are both in the studio. Do you see at the top where it says our direct connect changed, press here, blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Okay, the long and short of it is...
That's my fault.
No. Well, the long and short of it, before you dial into the show, if you just log on to the studio, where you see the words up next to the counter, it says invite guest host.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you haven't dialed in yet, there is a second pink square there, and it says direct connect. If you just hit that, it dials you right into the studio, and you can run the show from your headset on your computer and not have to play phone games. And I tried
it. That's how I call in.
That's
where it gets all jacked up.
Well, that particular button, though, takes you direct to the host line. Like, you can host a show from there. I don't know anything about calling in, but I thought for the ones who have problems with their phone, it would be a nice backup as long as you have a headset that you can talk through, you know. Just saying.
Yeah. I tend to, when I am not the host, I will go ahead and send myself the link to direct connect that way on the computer, because it's easier, because my phone is also, you know, I live by actual cows. And so my service is crap. And it used to be much better connecting directly through Blog Talk. And here for the last couple of months, it has been just horrible.
Pretty Bird, is that through your email address?
Yeah. Well, when I'm not hosting, yes. The link will dial. It's the same dialer and everything. It pops up exactly the same as when you hit direct connect as host. It's just the other line when you click that link.
I see. Well, maybe next time just enter your email address on the actual create a show link up there. There's a spot, and you can maybe click on it through your email and avoid all of that altogether.
Well,
anyway,
that's how it works, but yeah.
Well,
it's okay. It takes me. We're good.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to keep wasting the show time. She's got all kinds of stuff going on. And I don't know if you saw that at the bottom, Sweet, but Jay's not posting links on All Poetry at the moment, but he emailed me a recording for you, and that's in your studio. Just saying.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Okay, so we got comments from Hatter and from Sky for Deb. So if you want to continue to run those, feel free.
Okay. Gress.
No, I'm good. I wasted enough time on the direct connect. Just go ahead and continue with the show. I want you to get all your loving in there.
Okay. Gress, your comment on Deb.
Well, I know a girl by the name of Deborah Lee. How cute she is when she writes poetry. She's so funny, and I love her so. But I know what I'm going to do now is not good flow. But I love her. It was good.
Love you too, Greg.
It was great.
Awesome.
You're hitting your voice, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Kay on the board, and we have a recording for her. So let us go there.
Am I clicking that, babe?
I got it. Unequivocal Strength by Kay. Pinch the baby, starve the weeping. Troubles lament of ailment and parched a tongue to speak, as a common man sledgehammers his wall of structure. Thistle sleuth bruises the pleasantry of swans dancing upon edges of snowy wilderness. Fluent as a beastly bastard slip of the tongue, person lips holds weight, cracking the golden braids melted upon rock, is a voice, hymnal steps, oaths, land's customs. Kiss the book as the page's dust, freckle the air. Bells thrown to air are silenced as fairies and dreams await to live again. End poem. You know, there's some about the way Kay uses words, and there's something about these words and me. You know, when you're in a position like I was, I understand, you know, pinch the baby, starve the weeping, because you don't know if you're going to speak, if you're going to have the ability to speak, because you get this very long list, almost a little booklet of what may go wrong, what you may not wake up to, what you may wake up to, what you cannot do. Fluent is the beauty, bastard slip of the tongue, pristine lips hold weight, crackling the golden braids melted upon the rocks. There's so much in here, freckle the air, bowels thrown to air or silence, as fairies and dreams await to live again. And it really is true, especially in the world I was in. Throughout this process, there was a moment when I got very sick, and I went into a coma-like state, and all I remember is being with my grandson in this field of flowers, and him and I talking, and there were bubbles, and I just kept asking him, is this the day I'm going to die? Is this the day I'm going to die? Is this the day I'm going to die? And he just kept saying to me, no, not today, Gigi, not today. And I was the calmest, more at peace person than I've ever been. And that's what that last line is to me. Bowels thrown to air, our silence as dreams and dreams await to live again. And I'm certain that that's not what she wrote or was thinking when she met or wrote this poem, but it's what it means to me. So I just, when I cannot tell you the realm of peace I was in, but he just kept saying, no, not today, Gigi. So it's a beautiful poem. David, your thoughts on this, please.
Well, I thought this poem was really appropriate. I thought it was beautifully written. Kay uses words, you know, juxtapose each other like nobody else, and everybody else says that about her. And it's really, really an interesting and great talent to have the way she does this. I think this was really a nice dedication to you, sweet. I'm glad she shared it with all of us. It was beautiful.
Yes, it was. And Linda, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, out of Kay's poems, I think I like this the best now. I've had others, but this is quite cool. I thought her imagination was really functioning here, and it was like a symphony of interesting imagery on the page, and I think she just really pulled out all the stops here and created a very artful piece. Good job, Kay.
Absolutely. And Wayne, your thoughts?
I left the comment, I've already left the poem, but it was a very, very emotional poem, I thought. It had a lot of meaning to it, and very emotional, and I liked it a whole lot, and I forgot what all I said, but I give a comment, but I forgot what all I said now because I didn't have the poem. But it's a good job, okay?
And Deb.
Deb had to run. She left you a message on the board, she ran out of time.
She should have said something. Dang it. All right. Who's up next, Pretty Bird?
Dave is on the board.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, I hope you find this a little bit humorous because it was bent that way. And I don't know. I'll just go ahead and read it and see what you think. This is called The Dark Mother's Favorite Cow. Purple
I'm laughing already, David.
Okay, here we go. Purple vapor steeped in cotton candy and gunpowder swirls from my living room floor. Why, it's the Dark Mother forevermore. My wife, my lover that I adore, the queen of astronomical lore. Can you just imagine that? Universe from the Mad Hatter's hat. David, my man, she smiles so sweet. I have been snooping on your poetry site. Ah, looking for poems I may have written about you, my queen, I said with a laugh. Well, yes, no, and maybe so, she giggled. I found this woman named Sweet Pea. She's popular with all the men folks, I see. Just remember, you belong to me. A few years ago, her heart was tired. When I read it, I was so inspired. I would not let it just retire. Doctor said she needed a new valve. They all thought that was a bovine valve would work just fine. So I talked with my lovely cow, Baukis. I asked her for a heart valve, you see. She looked at me with her big brown eyes and told me that she didn't want to die. I told her I would give her a better one to keep my cowgirl from coming undone. So I did, and Baukis flies with me all across the night skies, you see. I gave her valve to Sweet Pea, her heart now perfect shall ever be. 'Tis a star inside her now, you see. From now until eternity, from the Dark Queen's favorite cow, now Sweet Pea's heart's aflame with a brand new game. How did I do, my man? Will Sweet Pea understand? You did just fine, my love. Her love is now at your command. Oh, whee, the Dark Mother squealed. Whee, really? Where did you pick that up? Sometimes you really surprise me, Queenie. I got it from you when you were little. Okay, then, I said. End poem.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, the Dark Mother strikes again. Oh, that is great. I'm so glad the Dark Mother has something to do with my heart, and I've got it from the powerful cows of space. I think there's a song or something like that, Cows in Space. That's great. Thank you, David. Hey. Thank you, the Dark Mother. I love when I'm in your poetry with her. she's a major factor in many of my poems, and you know, I followed her career. She's one of my favorite characters that you write of. She's been just one of those people that I really, really enjoy. She goes on great adventures, and she teaches lessons, and she's just wonderful. So I'm glad that she had a part of that. When you talk to her next, tell her I said howdy. That's just great. Wow. Thank you, David, so very much.
Let's see.
Oh, wow. Linda, your thoughts on this?
Yes, David. This was clever. you use that, the Dark Mother, in a very, very cool way. She had empathy for Sweet, and that I like, because usually she's very jealous and not understanding of your other love interests, may I say. But and that I thought was a good touch. The imagery in this was bright and very cool, and you did just a really, really stellar job writing this. I give you an A+. So thank you for sharing it with us. Yeah,
oh,
it
thank
was
you,
cool.
Linda.
You're very welcome, David.
Thank you.
And Gress? Did I lose Gress?
No, I think he's on mute.
I was talking to myself. I do that a lot. A cosmic delight with some well-thought-out words of wisdom in there, and great job to bring in the Dark Mother. We all need her in our poetry. And I love that you always, when you put it in, there's a lot of things that's underlying about the cosmos, and I'm like you. I like to think about the stars and what they mean to us. So I thought it was really good. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Awesome. Okay, Pretty Bird. Why don't we go with Hatter next?
I already have them in my thing. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Actually, I put Wayne on the board because he was next, and then.
Oh no! I'm sorry. Wayne is next. I'm sorry. You're right. I got myself confused.
A real quick reminder, you've got two recordings, and Jenny needs your reader.
Okay.
You want to read my poem now?
Mm-hmm. You're on the
poem. Yeah,
board,
your poem.
All right. Yeah, I was just right. I finished this about 2 minutes before the show started, so I hope it comes out halfway decent. And it's called Cow Now, Brown Cow. It was like this. Sitting here thinking about the poet Sweet Pea. Wondering to myself, how could this be? Can't stand the thought of her being ill. I really love her, and I always will. Her to prepare her heart to use the cow. I thought to myself, I wonder how. Hope the procedure was not a mistake, and I wonder if she'll ever read the state. Didn't have a clue what there was something they could do, and I hope when I talk to her, she doesn't say moo. I know it was rough and Sweet had to battle. Does this mean she's kin to cattle? Sweet always said she knew how to be mean, but I never thought of her being lean. When I think of Sweet, I think of sugar. I never dreamed that she could be a hamburger. I thought this procedure was rather strange. Does this mean I have to look at Sweet and find Sweet out on the range? I don't care if she's beef or dairy. She still is a lady I wish I could marry. But the doctors have some mighty strange ways. I bet I see Sweet going out to graze. Well, I pray that Sweet gets completely well. And maybe they will round her up and take her to sale. In?
Aww. I don't know. If I'm a hamburger, you have to eat me. We'll see how that goes. Oh. Wow. I don't know, am I kin to cattle? That's something we're trying to figure out. I have to look for Sweet Out on the Range. I don't care if she's beef or dairy. I love this. Oh, it made me smile. This is great. You have such a great sense of humor. I love all the humorous poems you guys are putting together. They're just so funny. I didn't have a clue they could. This was something they could do either, Wayne. It's just gorgeous. Just perfect. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Pretty Bird, your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. You always make me giggle, Wayne. I love this. It is wonderfully endearing and affectionate. And, you know, with Sweet, you keep on talking about, you know, every time I eat a steak. And so dairy never really just crossed my mind. I mean, obviously it's milk and cheese and all the good stuff and the ice cream and sweet stuff. So it should have crossed my mind, but it really didn't until he's all like, you know, beef or dairy. I'm like, my mind went right to gut milk and it stuck there because I cannot help it. That's just how my mind works. And I thought this was absolutely fabulous. Absolutely. There's lots of love here. See, this is the thing. Wayne, you done killed her off, and now she's the love of your life, and I'm still waiting for you to kill me. So when is that happening?
I thought about it several times.
Well, you know, you've been thinking about it for a while.
Well, you're next.
I'm just saying,
you're
no
next.
Pressure.
I got you.
And, Wayne, if you find me out on the range, you can man. You can melt
I love
me.
Your author's note, Wayne.
I appreciate your comments.
That is great.
Am I running them, Sweet?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. So, Linda, go ahead, please.
Well, Wayne, with your usual wit and humor, you have done it again. I like the smut part. Know it was rough and Sweet had to battle. And does this mean she's kin to cattle? That's hilarious. Very good. You've got some really, really good funny lines in here. And may I say, which is hard to do, being one that writes funny stuff myself. It's hard writing humor. It's not like writing love or death or anything like that. It's a hard deal. And when you get it down so well sometimes that it just it makes me amazed. So good poem. I'm sure that this was just, it was so done in such a sweet way. A lot of love went into this, and I liked it. And I loved your author's note, too. Very funny. But good poem, Wayne.
Thank you very much, Linda.
And Sky, your thoughts?
I thought this was brilliant. I mean, right off the bat, how now, brown cow? Of course, in teaching, that's the way you teach rounded vowels. Or if you're in speech therapy, they make you say that all the time. So you're bringing me back some trauma right there. But everything else was wonderfully done. I really love how... So I'm, like, when it comes to foreign poetry, I love foreign poetry, but I have a deep-seated, like, love for slant rhyme and not true rhyme. And I don't even know how you got from sugar to hamburger, but I love it. I love it. Like, that's the best
good
rhyme,
good rhyme. Rhyme.
That's not even a good try. It's successful. I mean, like, that slant rhyme. I just love slant rhyme, and I love that you pulled that out of your hat. I don't even know how we got there. It was really, really fun. And then, of course, this whole, so I had to look for her out on the range. I thought that was really humorous, too. And, of course, I mean, the whole thing was wonderfully done.
Yeah. Thank you very
really
much.
Well done. Thank you.
Appreciate the comment.
And Hatter, if you would comment for Mr. Wayne, and then you're up next.
Yeah, I agree that sugar hamburger was great. And it'd be smile, but the second verse, heard to repair her heart, they used a cow. Thought to myself, I wonder how hope the procedure was not a mistake. And the question of the ages, I wonder if she still eats steak. I got that all the time when I worked when I lived on Chicken Mountain.
You
yeah, this is well
chicken
put together.
Mountain.
Thank you very much.
Pretty witty. And
I appreciate the comments.
And there's mine. Ah, all right. Oh, sweet pea. Just like this. Hold on. One second. Got a typer.
Uh-oh. I don't gotcha.
Okay. Oh, sweet pea. It's been 3 years, It's been 3 years, and it was not a deer that put her back complete, standing and lying with utter bovines, waiting to take a sweet pea. She moves with the dawn. She never helps, never needs. Can somebody else read this? Well, my glasses are messed up. Please.
I can read it.
Thank you.
Oh, sweet pea. It's been 3 years, and it was not a deer that put her back complete, standing in line with the utter bovines waiting to take a sweet pea. She moves with the dawn. She never needs help. She has learned how to and can milk herself. Second chances like sock hop dances, no one can compete. Strange as it seems, she's part of our team, the poet at ATOV. Sweet potato pies fall from the sky, 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 colored like a Disney cartoon. Sometimes tonight, in black and white, she'll fly over the moon. One thing about her is that I understand, never try to milk her with cold, wet hands. I told her I'd meet her after the dance. I thought I'd try to make a romance. I remember that night I went to Sweet Pea. I tipped her over while she was asleep. Oh, Sweet Pea, won't you dance with me? Won't you dance with me? To my Sweet Pea, sweetest of peas, always find the humor and laugh out loud in poem.
Oh, don't tip me over
very
when I'm sleeping,
cute.
Hatter.
Yeah, I had to keep that in there. I almost got to tip her over.
Oh, don't tip me over. Oh. That's adorable. I really like this. This is great. We always have fun. No matter what.
And it's true. You gotta laugh. And I'm the worst at not doing that, but you gotta laugh.
Yeah. I'm laughing with you.
Piper. He's got the old. Did you hear that? He had the return. That typewriter had a return.
Yeah.
Who's hooked
the
up to
Piper.
An old. That's funny.
That is funny. All right. That's great. Linda, you read it. What do you think?
I thought it was so full of Hatter love. In your awesome way, Hatter, your rhyme and cadence just flow. This was a really sweet tribute to Sweet Pea, and I really enjoyed reading it. I know I botched it a couple of times. I apologize, but it was so well done. You just really have a deal with with writing in this style. Good deal, Hatter. Thank you for sharing it.
Thank you. And I didn't know, sweet, I didn't know whether to leave that second verse in there or not.
Oh, that's awesome. Why would you take it out?
I don't know. Go milk yourself. No, didn't it sound right?
Go milk yourself. No, that's awesome.
I enjoyed writing this. I smiled
the whole
time.
David, your thoughts.
Unmute. Unmute. Is he still there?
He's still in the studio. David.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I like this. I thought it was funny, and it sounds just something like Hatter would write. This is the way he is, and the rhyme and meter on it is really good. I thought it was really appropriate for Sweet Pea, and maybe more.
Yeah. It's just the way Hatter is, like him or not.
Oh.
Type.
Yep.
So, Sweet, I didn't get to talk to you before this. Ow.
No.
Ow. My Lord. Deborah showed me the picture, and my whole body just went into freaking pain mode. God.
Okay. Ow. And then, who do we have next? We have Gerald.
We have Gerald. He's got a recording.
Awesome.
So he is on the board. Are you clicking or me?
Oh, I can click. Here we go.
New Heart Valve, written in red by Gerald Green. When Sweet was feeling sad and grim, and Smile had turned to frown, her inner light was growing dim. Her bright red hair felt brown. She wasn't lazy, just worn out, consumed by lethargy, and was convinced without a doubt she needed energy. She saw a cardiologist who used a stethoscope and measured pressure on her wrist, then paused to give her hope. You can't take pills or use a salve to fix what's wrong with you. You've lived too hard and blown a valve, at least one, maybe two. Your red hair makes you passionate, that stresses every cell. If you had been blonde or brunette, your heart would still be well. A modern fix is what I've got that is utopian. You won't object if you are not a vegetarian. She said, let's go, I live on meat and eat it every day. Refusing to accept defeat, she signed without delay. They killed a cow and took its heart and used a microscope, dissecting it for just one part, a valve to help her cope. The surgery was magical. They used an artery that made it quick and practical with fast recovery. Her red hair glows, not one defect of skin or valve or fuse, but there's a single side effect. Her snores have changed to moos.
That was great.
Amazing.
man.
I have a couple of those. This is absolutely fantastic. I got to tell you, if I was a political brunette or blonde, my heart would sink. Yeah. Oh, girl, this is so sweet and so funny. And I just am honored that you wrote it. I just am just, I'm almost speechless. This is such a great poem. A modern fix is what I've got, if that is utopian. You won't object if you're not a vegetarian. I live on meat. That is me. I'm on meat. So let's kill a cow. That is just beautifully done. I am humbled. Thank you very much. I have a great deal of respect for Gerald, his work that he does, for one of my favorite poets. He does a lot of work. Oh, wow. I'm just blown away. Thank you very much, sir. Pretty Bird, your thoughts, and if you could take comments, I greatly appreciate it.
I absolutely can. Happy to. I love this. I mean, I don't know if I needed the close-up view of what your valve actually looks like, but, you know, now that's in my brain.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
But I
absolutely. Hey, I have a question. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you have a question. Go ahead.
Do you really moo when you snore?
No, I don't snore.
You don't snore. Good answer.
And your thoughts, Linda?
Go on.
Your thoughts on the poem, Linda?
Oh, yeah. Gerald just has this cool way of speaking when he's telling one of his poems, that his voice kind of gets in and surrounds you with the words. It's just a very cool way that he sounds when he's speaking. But and his rhyme is as well, the rhyme and flow is quite well done. And I just love the ending of it, because through the poem, it's quite serious. And then the ending, he throws in that whammer of hysteria, that hysterics, that's so cool. But I just love Gerald's work, and this was like a 100% good deal. Thanks, Gerald, for sharing.
And Wayne, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is wonderful. The rhyme may be stretched a little bit, but it works perfectly. He's more than passionate and brunette, and an artery and recovery. Then good rhymes, and it kind of he really thinks rhyme really well. So, but the poem was very medically inclined, and it had to take some time to compose this, but it's pretty educationally wrote. I think it's an amazing poem. I like it a whole lot. Good job there, Gerald.
Now, I fully concur. Yes.
Interrupted. Can I please have your thoughts?
Yes, you may. I love this. I thought the whole thing was affectionate, but completely tongue-in-cheek and fabulous. I loved how it's because you're a fiery redhead that your heart couldn't take it. And I think my favorite part of this poem is actually that first verse where, you know, your inner light was going dim, her bright red hair felt brown. I mean, that is just wonderfully vivid and so on the money, because I don't know if y'all remember her before her surgery. She was a little deflated and a little exhausted all the time, the poor thing. It was not an easy time for her. And so, yeah, see, she has all her vivaciousness back and, you know, woohoo for cow parts.
Yes, amazing. Thank you.
All right, so now we have JCA.
You are, I put Jenny up. I figured we can, since
Jenny
doesn't have a poem to read, then I figured, because he didn't post it, so it's just a recording, I figured we could end with the recording. But whatever you want.
No, Jenny's fine. Are you going to read for Jenny?
Well, I suppose I am now.
Okay.
This is A Cow's Heart Adapted by Jenny the Deep. And it goes like this. Cows' hearts can save a life, creating happiness, all thanks to their great sacrifice. A heart is a heart as long as it beats. Some sacrifices are blessings, adapting to changes, still thankful for cows' hearts. Amazed at this idea? Impossible, some say, but behold, living proof she is. Damaged hearts can be replaced. Just ask her. 3 cheers for 3 years adapting. Now Sweet can keep penning, keeping us all amazed. Give up? No, not Sweet Pea. She has more life to live and way more memories to make. Won't let anything get in her way now, not even a heart of a cow. Able to live her dream, she never will she give up. And poem.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. I really appreciate those words. I hope I never give up. I keep trying. Keep trying and trying and trying. Sky, your thoughts.
I thought this was really well done. It was empowering. You know, I think it's paid homage to, of course, the cow heart and the sacrifice that, and the blessing that it can be as well. And then, of course, your adversity and being able to endure and saying, no, today's not the day, I'm going to go on. And I remember the day that you went in for surgery. I think I talked to you on the phone a couple days before that, or I can't remember. It was very close by. And I know that that was nerve-wracking, which it would be for anybody. My mother, she's 74. She won't do any surgery at all. And she's like, I'm 74. If I need surgery, I'm not getting it. And that's a really hard thing to accept, to say, no, I don't care what it is. If I have to go under to sleep, then I don't want to do it. And some people live with that fear, of course, and she's older, so I kind of get it, I guess. But, you know, to be able to say, okay, open my chest up, take out the thing that's helping me survive, or not helping, that makes me survive, period, and then replace it. And that's a scary thing. And I do remember that conversation with you. And so I like how the poem just pays homage to that. You know, that it's a choice, really, is what I'm saying. Really well done.
And you talk about that, and the lifespan of the cow valve is 8 to 10 years, and I'm 3 years in. So in seven to 9 years, and that's stretching its life, I will have to make that decision. Will I go in again?
I'll pray for you, Sweet.
Thank you. We got a few years left.
Well, don't you think that it's 7 to 10 years in a cow? And a cow, I mean, they don't do
that's what they tell you. It's something that you discuss right up front. Yeah.
I'll say prayers for you.
It is what it is. Some people can get 12. I mean, you know, it's like a battery. You know, it only goes, I mean, people that have the mechanical hearts actually have less time. And the cow hearts and the pig hearts, their valves are anywhere from 10 to 15 years. So, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder what the cow was?
I don't know. I don't think about it. I really don't. I figure I can be the one that makes the last 25. So
that was a terrible question.
I know.
Sorry.
But I'm going to be the one that makes the last 25. I'll be the record holder. So I don't worry about it.
There you go. That's a way to think.
Yep.
Pardon.
Cool. All right. Pat, are your thoughts?
Yeah. To go along with what you guys are saying, what this poem brought up was think about what Sky was saying, that it's to ask, if you think about getting permission to do the procedure, you know, to mess with your heart in the way she described it. Think about it. We're pretty saturated and pretty desensitized with the word surgery and the procedures and all this. Think about our grandparents or having to go under a surgery. They know nothing, nothing about it. Truly hard to convince somebody to go through that. And it's amazing what they can do. Sweet Pea, you never give up. It's a good piece, Jenny. Thanks.
Yeah. Very much so. And let's see. Pretty Bird.
I really enjoyed this because it's very much awe and wonder, and not just at the science, but at your perseverance, which is quite a force to be reckoned with. Like you won't even let me give up. You're just feisty. Maybe it's your red hair, maybe it's not. But it's wonderful that, you know, you're like, you're not going to get me down. Let's try this again, mister. And I think that she captured that very, very well. And I love, where is it? But behold, living proof she is, because it's such a wonderful statement that I can't help but read it like that, because that's exactly what it is. It's a marvel. I was going to say it's marvelous, but that has a different kind of connotation than it's a marvel. And that's exactly what it is, you know? A beautiful, beautiful thing. So I have a question for you about your heartbeat, if you don't mind. Is there a difference, like, before and after, or is the rhythm the same?
No, the rhythm is a little different. It's a little different. One of the hardest things I have is it was a lot worse before this. It was really, really slow. It was really my heart rhythm was – I mean, you have really slow heartbeat too, and then it jumps really, really fast. So you are probably more – you and I are more in tune with the heart rhythms than a lot of people would be. I'm much more steady now than what I was. So
can a doctor listen to your heart and tell you you have a replacement valve because of the sound or the readings from one of the
Yes, they can tell. And I actually carry my heart has a PART card that I carry with me wherever I go. So my heart has its own, like, driver's license. It has the part number on it and everything. So, like, if I'm ever in an accident or everything, they have all the information that I have to carry with me everywhere I go. So it's got its own ID card.
Yeah, so, in case they got to recall the part. It's amazing.
I don't know. It's just something I have to have. That if anything ever does happen to me, they know that this is where this came from. This is in my body. It's really kind of cool. It's got, like, the part number, the valve and like all parts.
Would that be a something to think about if you were to use a defib machine?
Yes.
It would. Okay.
So, like, anytime I'm in the hospital or anything like that, or they want to use any kind of surgical or anything like that, I have to present it to whoever, like a doctor, a surgeon, or a nurse, or anything they might want to do. I have to let them know that, hey, I have parts of my heart are artificial or not human or whatever.
Huh. Why do you think that is, other than you're just sharing your history? I mean,
because I have parts of a cow in my heart.
Okay. Yeah.
I would guess that in case of an emergency, in case it fails, they A, they're aware, and B, they can hurry up and get a replacement before time runs out.
That, and you don't know what kind of, like, normal medication that they might give someone, like, I don't know, some kind of, you know, like, I don't know, say I pass out or something happens, or they want to do some medication that they could give a normal person for, you know, to revive them quickly or anything like that, might not work on my heart. It might reverse it. It might be, you know, the cow part might say, oh, screw that, and it wouldn't work.
And reject it.
And reject it, yeah. So it's very important that they know that this part isn't normal, like a normal heart.
Do you have to take the rejection pills, meds?
No, I never rejected it. I mean, I did whatever processes there were when I first had it, but I never had any problems.
Yeah.
I never showed any sign of rejection.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I was pretty blessed with all that. All right, let us play JCA.
And Jay is actually saying hi on the board, so he's been listening to the show. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hello.
Must be on break.
I'm so happy you're there.
Awesome. All right. We're going to listen to Jay right now.
Hello, sweet. This is more of a just a little conversation than any type of poetry or anything. Because it's got me to thinking about what's going on and everything like that. So it's been three years since you took that small little break when everybody who cared for you, who loved you, just were so concerned, and we're all throwing up prayers and we're all throwing up best wishes and everything like that. And there was a time we weren't quite sure if we were going to see you again, but there was something that happened during that time. And that time, you decided to fight. You had so many reasons to fight. You had so many reasons to just press on. But one of those reasons that you gave and you did was for us. You decided to fight for us. You decided that you wanted to come back to the poetry community, the poetry family, the group of people that you held close to you. And you fought. And that has really got me to thinking. because ultimately you are an inspiration to so many. You are the definition of perseverance, the definition of carrying on, the definition of winning a battle. And I appreciate that, but I've also been a little short-sighted, and I will take that on me. Because if you can turn around and fight for each one of us, fight for to see us again, to be part of the poetry and the radio and everything else, that you can be part of this, and I can't put enough emphasis, family, part of this family, that you wanted to continue on with this family, then why would I allow someone like Sovereign or someone, the many other people who have been all over me, told lies about me, who've been trying to bury me, why would I let them win? I take a look at you, Sweet, and I realize that you fought life and death. You fought to be part of this. You fought to continue on. Why would I just up and walk away? No, I'm not going to do that. Because of you, because of the people I have seen who have passed on, who have disappeared, who have done so many things and conquered so many things and are fighting so many things. But it's people like you, Sweet, who have fought, that have given me inspiration to carry on. So I'm not going to leave AP. I'm not going to pay money to be there, but I will support you guys. I will support you, Sweet. For God's sake, you fought a war. You fought a war, and the battlefield was inside your rib cage. And I got to say, that right there makes you more of a soldier than I ever was. And I am proud of you for that. You are loved for that. And there are just so many other things that I could share. But this is the ultimate thing, that you inspire people to carry on. You inspired me to carry on. And if you ever want to do that radio show we were talking about through DMs, just send me a message and I'll hop back into it. In the meantime, enjoy your day, enjoy your anniversary, and you are loved. We'll talk to you later, Sweet.
Okay. Oh, wow. Very powerful thing she is. I appreciate everything you and I have talked about, you and I have been through. I want you to know one thing very, very clearly. Your battles are very, very deep. Your battles have been very, very hard. I am not a soldier. I am simply a woman that went through some crazy medical things and fought my way back. You have fought our enemies. You have watched people die. You have bled for a country where I had the opportunity to have the medical advances available that I could even walk into a hospital and be able to have someone fix my heart. You fought for that right. You fought so that me, a woman, could be out there writing and sharing my voice. Never, ever diminish that fact. Never, ever let anyone take that away from you. Never, ever let anyone take away your pride or your truth. There is a saying, people can say a lot about you. It doesn't make it the truth. A lot of times, perception becomes truth. But perception is simply perception. It is not truth. And perception can also be purgatory. It can be very difficult to live through. But you'll find your way. And truth will find its way through it. There are a lot of people that like to shoot poison darts. But eventually, when you're dipping those poison darts to be shot at someone, you absorb enough of your own poison. And you'll die and wither in it. Stay strong. Stay focused. And stay true to your path. No matter what our sins of the past, no matter the glory of our past, we stand in our own skin and we march forward because we can do nothing about our tomorrows. We can only do everything about the next moment that we live in. I'm proud of everybody I know at AP. I know people that have made major mistakes, and I know people that I probably would never trust, and I know people that I would give my grandson life to. But we live each day in love and in hope and in poetry. But without all of that, what else would we be? So, pretty bird, what else do we have left up here?
That was it. I'm glad that we saved him for the end because that was very powerful. On the board, I don't know if you read it, he said it's just for you. He doesn't need comments. And I think it's a wonderful, powerful, and poignant way to end the show. So the only thing I can think is if anything's got a thing coming up.
Yeah, I have a show coming up. Yes, I do.
Yes.
I have a show coming up. Let me see. Where's my calendar? On the 11th of August and the 18th of August, 6 o'clock. I'm sorry, that's my time. 10 p.m. Eastern time. 6 o'clock if you live in Alaska. So come on down and have some fun at the Liquid Damage Lounge. We tell some stupid jokes and have a lot of fun. So come join us.
Awesome. Anybody else got anything else? All right.
Well, I have Saturday Night Hatter.
Hatter? Hatter, Hatter.
Unmuted.
Hatter, unmuted. Hatter, do you fall asleep?
He might have. But I opened up the topic, and this week for Saturday in the land of Oz and all the good things is scales. whether it's musical or dragon or fish or whatever, wherever it takes you, scale. So hopefully that will inspire you to write something fabulous.
Guy, did you put a poem up for me?
Well, I don't have a new poem. I just have an old poem, but it's not really. It just has the word cow in it. What?
Put it up on the board.
Okay. Well, just so you know, everyone, though, I know my topics seem to be a work, so I did my best. My topic's already up there for Down the Tubes on the 8th and for Down the Tubes in September, so you have plenty of time to go learn. It's the Megalosaurus, which is a really big deer, and it's Simbaqua, which is just a really big animal. And then since it's raining here, I thought we could talk about the time that it rained for 2 million years. So go check them out. And you've read this one. I just took it off because, yeah, okay, this is not anything new. Sorry. But you love it, and there's a word cow in it. It's called Always Tomorrow, Never Today. In realms of quaddling rubies, south of Emerald City and yellow bricks, there is a dainty China country where platter streets and flower-painted houses dote on glass rocks. From a distance, pearls gleam in these purple-down thistles, canary golds and autumn reds. But where treads pocket people, ceramic cows and makeshift trees are tiny cracks of bone, ash, and kaolin. Just as preposterous as Alice mailing gifts to her feet, or jam day always being tomorrow or yesterday, but never today. This town of fragile mad clowns standing on heads, sprouting riddles, is indeed not as all as fraptious as it seems. And such as therein is in literature, one often finds a mirror, shield and vorpal in hands, where darker edges margin fingers. Those dusty chapters, once thumbed and once lived, stowed words that answer to thief and grief. And when, like those China people, one is taken from themselves, they too grow thin, little cracks perhaps, bare beneath skin, all the prettiness of their smile on display. End quote.
Nice. I like this. No wonder I like it. It's from The Wizard of Oz.
It is more so from the books, the idea of going into the fragility of people.
And I remember, because now that I see it's from The Wizard of Oz, I remember the little town you're talking about that she goes in, and the little people, and because there's so much in the actual book of Wizard of Oz as they travel through all the little towns and all the little... This is great. Actually, it's more in the book of Wicked.
Oh, yeah, there are 16 books.
I know. Yeah. This is great. I like little cracks, perhaps, bare beneath the skin, all the prettiness of their smile on display. I can be a little ceramic cow, frail and fragile. I'll break. I love this. It's just beautiful. Linda, your thoughts?
Thank you.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I got a little sidetracked, but the words rang so true and lovely. And the imagery in that was bold and brought a little twinge to my heart, bringing back memories and stuff. But I really liked it. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
And Hattie,
it's okay if you need to read it. I read it way too peppy. It's supposed to be a miserable poem. But there's a little too much energy there.
Some of the most beautiful poems are the most loving.
Yeah. I had her isn't on anymore. It's just me, you, and Linda.
Ah. Okay. Well, then we will Your poem was beautiful. I loved it. I like the reverse of it. I like that we could all be sadder in a little moment, yet we still all have our happy little smiles to mask that away. But I have to say thank you to everybody that was on my show. It was beautiful. I appreciate all the love. I appreciate all the caring. I would have never made it to 2 years before, the year of recovery, and these last 2 years just getting through all this without everyone. So thank you very much. I am going to say goodnight to everyone. You guys have been absolutely wonderful. Thank you once again for being here with me. Everybody's poem was amazing and humorous and meant the world to me. So once again, from here, this is Kiva Voices. This was Sweet Pea on Sweet Discussions at Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, good night. Thank you once again for joining me. Have a
good night. Good night. You take
care.
Good
night, guys. Bye.
You're in my prayers, darling.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.